Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says a planned meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has been canceled. Mexicans have said they do not like Mr. Trump's plan to build a wall along America's southern border to guard against illegal migration. Peña Nieto called off the meeting.
Unless Mexico is going to treat the United States fairly, with respect, such a meeting would be fruitless, and I want to go a different route. We have no choice.
In a speech Thursday in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump also blasted the North American Free Trade Agreement, saying it costs the U.S. as much as $60 billion each year in trade deficits. White House proposing a 20% tax on Mexican imports is a possible way to pay for the wall. Spokesman Sean Spicer told reporters such a tax would raise $10 billion a year and easily pay for the wall. Britain's efforts to leave the European Union remain mired in bitterness as the government of Prime Minister Theresa May introduces a bill that would finally allow the nation to trigger the disengagement process. Debate on the bill, set to begin January 31st, as May tries to meet a March 31st deadline. She's set to kick off the process, which is expected to take 2 years. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, returned to his country, accompanied by heavy security. He was greeted by jubilant crowds. Mr. Barrow flew home from Senegal, where he'd been staying since unrest erupted when former President Yahya Jammeh refused to step down after losing an election. Special UN representative says UN forces are assigned for the safety of Mr. Barrow, the administration, and the Gambian citizens. This is VOA News. A summer controversy over burkinis in France has made a winter return when a Corsican administrative court upheld a local decree against the Muslim swimsuits. The court allowed one village to ban the garment, but struck down the ban elsewhere due to a lack of evidence that burkinis are a threat to public order. The decision came at a time when Islam and the visibility of France's estimated 5 million Muslims has become a political flashpoint ahead of presidential elections in April. The French League of Human Rights said it would appeal the ruling. Turkey says it is too early to comment on President Trump's proposal to establish safe zones in Syria. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesman says it will be important to first see the results of the set of studies Mr. Trump is expected to order from the U.S. military and the State Department. The zones would be areas in Syria where civilians could be safe from civil war violence. Afghan officials say a border skirmish with Pakistan has left at least one Afghan border guard dead, two wounded. An Afghan spokesman says fighting in southern Kandahar provinces lasted for about 2 hours. Three contenders for the World Health Organization's top job have entered the final lap in a year-long campaign to win the coveted post. Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva, the selection of the next WHO Director General will be made at the World Health Assembly in May.
In a series of marathon back-to-back press conferences, the three candidates have presented their qualifications and their ideas for making the World Health Organization a better and more effective institution. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, a former health minister and foreign minister from Ethiopia, is the first African candidate to head the WHO. He unabashedly tells journalists that he is the best candidate for the job because he has both national and international experience. Tedros seems to have a slight edge over the other two finalists. WHO's executive board, which selected the three finalists from a group of five, gave Tedros 30 votes compared to 28 for the Pakistani contender Sania Nishtar and 18 votes for David Nabarro from Britain. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Dow Jones Industrial Average, the most closely watched U.S. stock index, closed above 20,000 for a second day on Thursday. Analysis by the Wall Street Journal showed some experts worried that the recent surge in stock prices has a fragile economic foundation, and they've called it a time for caution.
That's the latest world news from VOA.